Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Off to Circleville, Ohio. Man in the hospital after a zebra bit his arm on Sunday night.
It happens to everyone.
Sheriff's deputies arrived at the home in Ohio after a report of an animal attack. A deputy arrived, and at that point in time, a large male zebra charged at the cruiser, acting aggressively. One deputy scared it away using the cruiser's horn and sirens.
Meep, meep.
Then deputies found a man lying on the ground with a hemorrhage on his right arm below the elbow. The man, identified as Ronald Clifton, was helped to his feet by deputies and then escorted to an ambulance. Male zebra was then seen approaching the location where the victim's family and EMS personnel were staged. So deputies tried to scare it away, but as it kept approaching, one deputy shot and killed the zebra. Clifton transported to a hospital in Columbus. He's listed in stable condition. Family members told first responders that he will not lose his arm, although it was pretty close. A spokesperson from the Ohio Department of Agriculture said that zebras are not on the list of dangerous wild animals that are banned for ownership in the state of Ohio.
You mean the one that was tore the owner's arm off?
And by the way, there are several other zebras on his property. The spokesman said it's not likely those other zebras will be confiscated or euthanized.
I don't think that Ohio thinks that any animal is dangerous.
No.
Right? Because you can have lions.
What they come up with last week, what was that, like a leopard? Or what the hell was that, cat?
Was it a serval, I think? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
It was on cocaine.
Yes.
Was it a serval that was on cocaine?
It was on cocaine, yes. Ohio is absolutely the Florida of the North.
I mean, that's the thing they say, you know, it's not on the dangerous pet list. It's like, well, I mean, look, I know it's a zebra. I get it. Things happen. But, like, you don't have lions and tigers on that list either. So, like, what do you consider dangerous?
Exactly. I think a wild cat on cocaine is right up there. In your experience, what do you hope to never experience again? 206-803-ROCK. If catnip wasn't enough to jack him up.
Really? Did your cats get hyper catnip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine went to Zen Town, man. Oh, yeah. First time I got my cat.
Oh, my cat went nuts.
Who wasn't necessarily a hyper cat, but a cat's a cat, right? But I remember giving him catnip, see what would happen. And this cat basically sat on its hind legs with its two front legs up in the air, just staring out the window. But even when birds flew by, he didn't, like, move his head or anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude is on a different planet right now. But
any
time I broke out catnip, that catnip or the cat was all over me. I'm like, you're a drug addict now. Mm-hmm. Cool. I dig it. We have that in common. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
I love listening to you guys. You're awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
Appreciate it, Julie.
You guys make me laugh so much. One thing that I don't really want to experience again is I accidentally, years ago, I took Thorazine.
Thorazine?
And it was so bad.
What is it?
I had a bad headache. I was hanging out with some friends, and I got given some of what I thought was Tylenol, and a little while later, everything just went into slow motion, and I had to ride that out for about 2 days.
3 days?
Well, yeah, 2 days of riding out, like, just slow motion, barely could function.
Now, did the person who gave you the pseudo-Tylenol, did they think it was Tylenol, or did they know what they were giving you?
I'm sure they knew what they were giving me, but I didn't realize it at the time. And oh man, it was horrible.
My next rule would be never hang out with that person again.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh yeah, I realized that afterwards. But oh, and the funny thing is the next day I had to go to my community college class, one of my classes was weight training, and I had to go on a treadmill, and it was so hard for me to even move my legs and arms. I was struggling so bad.
I bet you were.
It was not fun.
Were you kind of talking slow too? Like, hey,
everybody. Yeah, it was bad. 2 days of that. Well, and then
Julie, since you took the drug and you went through the experience of 2 days, which seems like a long time for any drug in capsule form, what is the practical application for that drug? In other words, do they give that to patients at hospitals who are in chronic pain, or what is
the? It's a heavily. They made a song about it actually years ago, but it's a tranquilizer for people that are going through like a mental breakdown or collapse,
okay.
Or they
get
people to slow them down in that kind of a facility, I guess, setting is what I've
heard of the drug. I just didn't know what it did.
And all you have is a damn headache. Jesus, man.
I had a headache, and I was young, and I believed what I was taking with Tylenol. And
well, why wouldn't you?
I've
been around, I'm 54 now. If you said, hey, here's a Tylenol, I would absolutely believe. If I said I have a headache, and somebody offers me and says it's Tylenol, I would absolutely believe it's Tylenol.
Or some kind of pain relief.
Well, yeah.
I would say, too, there was a lot of, there's definitely a period there where so many people taking pain pills that they would get used to them, like as your tolerance goes high. So, like, my sister was married to a guy. He was taking a lot more pain pills than we realized.
Of course.
He gave my mom one time. I forget what he gave her. The same thing. And she was off her rocker. And I was like, is she going to be okay? What's wrong? I take these all the time. Like, no,
you do?
Like, look, did you find out what it was?
I just can't remember what it is right now.
That's such a terrible, you know, I do it all the time. Like, look, man, I drink a lot of Jack Daniels. I'm not going to give it to my kid.
Sure.
Come on, what's wrong with you? I drink this all the time.
It's the same as being high. You'll never be as high as you were the first time you got high.
That is correct.
So if you're used to something like anything else, your body builds up a tolerance where you don't sit there with the giggles and, you know, just...
Yeah, you're just stoned and no one can tell.
Right. Can't get off the couch. Now I'm vacuuming and, you know, cooking dinner at the same time, multitasking, and I'm stoned. In your experience, what do you hope to never experience again? 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody here on the text line says, I got into a severe motorcycle accident when I was 16. I broke my back, both hips, shattered my pelvis, and collapsed a lung. But having the catheter and going through the removal process is at the top of my don't do it again list. Right there with you, man.
I've never had to go through a catheter.
It's not the worst pain, but, you know, it's the inside of your penis. So as you might guess, it's a fairly sensitive area that doesn't get a whole lot of, you don't get calluses, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So one, you look at the catheter, it's a lot wider than what you perceived your urethra to be. So it's very disturbing. Right. You don't realize it's tapered on the end. I did not know it was tapered on the end because the end was inside of me. But I saw this thing, she kept buzzing the nurse. She comes in, I'm like, because you're freaking out. You know, you're waking up out of surgery. You think you have to pee, so you throw back the covers, go to the bathroom. One, you don't have the energy to get out of bed. You realize that. But you look down at your junk, and there's this tube coming out of it. And it's, sir, I mean, and look, we all know what a catheter is. It's not that. But if you're not expecting to see that, it's a very disturbing moment. So I kept buzzing her. I'm like, you got to get this thing out of me. She's like, look, man, she broke it down. You got about 24 hours before there's a chance you'll have enough strength to go to the bathroom on your own. We mm-hmm. will gauge it. But in the meantime, it needs to be here. Otherwise, you're just going to pee the bed. Fine. I'm not going to win that battle. But The day came when she came to remove it, and she didn't like me very much, and I didn't like her very much, and it was understood. It was fine. She took so much pleasure out of pulling that thing out. With the last little yank, when it basically does the full exit, it's a weird, it makes that sound, and there's this weird sting, man, and it kind of just hits your whole body. It's like stubbing your toe. You're not going to die, but the pain in that moment really, really sucks. And then I don't know if this happened to the guy that just texted in, but so much air has gotten into your junk that I had a farting penis for like 24 hours.
Oh.
Dude, that it, and again, you know, it's not like it does it on its own, but if you go to touch it, it and I buzz that nurse back in, and I'm freaking out because I'm like, my penis is farting. And I can't, I'm not letting her get a word in edgewise. I'm like, listen, man. My penis never farted before I came to this goddamn hospital. I don't know what you did. My penis, he farted. I'm showing her. It's like, look. She's like, sir, it's an air buildup, man. She's like, again, it's about another 24 hours. It will stop farting. It has stopped farting. Like, I'll never have sex again if my penis farts. Like, I'm 24 years old.
You joined the circus.
Well, once I realized that it would go away, then I started having fun with it. You just, because you're laying in bed, you're in the hospital, you're not doing anything. You said every once in a while, just put your hand between your legs and. It's stupid, but there's nothing else.
The amazing farting penis man.
Dude, I mean, honest to God, your penis fart.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, so tired. Frank Castle, Steve and I were up.
A lot of that going around today.
We were up late last night, coming up with a hell of a list for Sit and Spin. We were up probably till 2 o'clock in the morning, just trying to couldn't get to sleep last night at all. So we were up late, and I think we came up with a doozy today.
Oh yeah,
you know you're not supposed to use Tide Pods as suppositories. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't say it on the packaging.
What time did you get home last night?
Point.
On a Monday
I couldn't
night.
Tell you. Ask Taryn Daly. She dropped me off.
Is that right?
Oh, nice.
Was it one of those? No.
It was one of those. I went and saw Stone Gossard's new band called Painted Shield play in South Seattle last night, which was super cool.
Nice.
And a ton of fun. You should check them out. And then proceeded to get cross-eyed.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, knowing you very well, I know for a fact that at times in your life, you're one of those guys who gets up at like 4 o'clock in the morning for no reason. This morning for me, it was 5:30, around 6 o'clock, in between all those right. two. And I knew it. I didn't know. It doesn't make sense with a daylight change as far as the time moving forward. Why I would get up, 2 to 3 hours earlier.
It really does not make sense.
Than I normally would. But I'm just up and I'm like, what do I need to do here to get back to sleep? So you know what I did. And then I crashed for another half an hour after that.
I think I do know what
you did.
You
rubbed one out?
I had to, man. That's the best way to get back to sleep when you're just sitting there. You know, like, it's 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. What am I going to do? So I'm just like,
I just can't sleep. So I could lay there and have anxiety about stuff, or I can just get up and start doing stuff. So, it's not unusual for you to get an email from me at like 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Or at 10 o'clock at night.
So,
but today's list is going to help all of us with our sleeping problems because science has come to the rescue once again, and they have figured out the best songs to listen to if you're trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, and I like the way they did it, too. They did it from a rock category perspective.
All right.
So they did all the rock songs. They did pop songs and rap songs, so depending on what you're into, if you like hip hop or whatever the deal
all
is,
right. Okay.
You can find something in there for you. A lot of Post Malone, believe it or not.
Really?
In the hip hop world.
All right.
I can see that.
Legend,
it's sleepy.
Harry Styles, Billie Eilish almost dominates pop. But
that makes sense.
Maroon 5, all these, slower songs that kind of put you in that place. But we have the top 10 rock songs today, correct?
Yeah, we're going rock today. These all are right. rock songs to put you to sleep. So if you're driving, pull over.
Number 10.
Imagine all the people.
Well, yeah.
I don't think anything on this list is going to come as a surprise to any of you.
Yeah, right?
I don't know if I would have thought of it, but as soon as you start playing it, I'm like, yep, I can go to sleep today.
Do you keep the radio on when these songs come on, or do you turn them?
I keep them on.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I play this
song.
No
one listens to the radio anymore.
Well, no, man, if this song comes on, I'm like, I'm out. I'm sorry, man. I'm out. I've heard this song 9 million times. I'm out.
It depends on my mood.
Okay.
I think that's a good call. Like, sometimes, for whatever reason, you'll want to hear this song, but 70% of the time, I'm done.
Yeah, like, if it's a nice day out, and I got the sunroof open, and Imagine comes on, first of all, whoever's programming the music, that is poor mood management.
Yeah.
And second of all, give me something a little more upbeat.
These are 10 songs to listen to if you're trying to fall asleep on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine.
Are you proud of your song if you end up on this list?
That's what I'm wondering.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not saying if it's good or bad. We're just saying it's real easy
to fall
asleep.
Nobody walks into their bandmates and goes, dude, I've got a banger. It's about a horse.
Yeah. Check it out. This one is going to put everyone to sleep. It's a hit.
It is. I also don't think anybody walks into the band room and is like, hey, fellas, I got an idea. Our music's going to put people to sleep.
Hell yeah!
Especially when you're in a rock band.
Right? These are the 10 best songs to listen to if you're trying to fall asleep.
It's number 8.
I
believe we had this Stalker song on last week.
Yeah, the Restraining Order song. That's the problem. If you listen to the lyrics of the song, you realize it's too creepy to help you fall asleep.
Yeah, no, if you really start listening, you're not sleeping to this.
Thinking about serial killers and stuff. Science says these are the 10 best songs to listen to if you're trying to fall asleep.
Number 7.
Hey, babe. Take a walk on the wild side.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Said, hey, honey.
Hey.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Hey.
Does anybody feel wild
there's one
right
thing
now?
We know.
I know.
Heroin will put you to sleep.
Yep. Wild side, yes. Yeah. This reeks of wildness.
Yeah.
As you go back in time and listen to the lyrics of the song, obviously there's some really glowing stuff that sticks out at you as far as like, oh my God, that's offensive. But
yeah,
the more you listen
to
it, like, hey babe, hey honey, hey sweet cheeks, hey darling, hey tootsie.
Hey tootsie.
You're like, what? Like, I'm a person.
Hey sweetness.
Exactly.
She was doing what?
Yeah, well, that's another part of the song. But that would help you fall asleep. These are the 10 best songs to listen to if you're trying to fall asleep.
Number 6.
I can hear the sound of slamming doors and folding chairs. That's a sound.
I would rather go to sleep in silence.
I almost fell asleep at a Jackson Browne concert at Chateau.
What did you expect to have? Jackson freaking Browne.
Were you in a camping chair?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Did you have 3 bottles of wine?
I did. I had some cheese, I believe, and some delicious meats.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll get a little sure vino of. In you, and you get the camping chair. It could happen.
A low-fat
Triscuits. Been there, brother. Been there. You can put this on Dirty Big Dummy, I think. Is it a Jackson Browne song, or is it a porno? It's called
The Load.
The Load.
Oh, wow.
The Load Out.
Jeez.
These are the 10 best songs to listen to if you're trying to fall asleep.
Number 5.
How I wish you were here.
This one's on my Sleepy Time playlist.
I think you could put anything from Pink Floyd on the Sleepy Time playlist.
Would they be considered a rock band now, Ryan?
No chance.
Yeah, boy. I don't know what category you would put that in.
They come in and they say, play this on the rock. Would you do it?
They'd be on the end. Look, if Pink Floyd came out now and you played this song, which I like, but if you played this on this station, knowing how the listeners are, they would lose their minds. This ain't rock. This isn't rock. Yeah. Well, what's this crap? Yeah. But the fact that it's older than they are, it's accepted, right?
Well, they have a sound like a lot of the time. They'll sound more so like maybe a Muse or somebody like that as far as the trombone goes, whatever their song is, Clitorious. It's not bad.
What? We will be clitorious.
Try to get that out of your head next time you hear that song now.
That's always
you won't
that.
Be able to.
We can't not sing.
Thanks.
Yep. These are the 10 best songs to listen to.
Victorious.
Golden slumber speed.
I don't know if I could sleep for this.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like screaming at me to go to sleep.
Yeah. Like,
you ready for your slumber? Leave me alone, dude.
Sounds like you wet the bed.
Yeah, then it kicks in to carry that weight, which has some tempo. Maybe it's just because it's called Golden Slumbers.
Well, yeah.
These are the best songs to listen to if you're trying to fall asleep.
Number 3.
While Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn
this makes me angry. I would not sleep because now I'm mad. I don't know why. Stop singing.
God damn it, Elton John. Now I'm pissed. I'm never going to sleep.
10 best songs to fall asleep to.
2. Number two.
Spend my days with a woman unkind.
See, I would say the
I know science. I know science said that this is the Led Zeppelin song at number two, but my pick from Led Zeppelin would have to be the Rain song.
I know, because you play it every time it rains and everybody in the office goes to sleep. You do that on the hookup every time it's gray, every time it's dark, the Rain song comes
back
on.
Back to what I was saying about mood management, Miles. It's important.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to play Riders on the Storm, too.
Why not? Hell with it. 10 best songs to listen to if you're trying to fall asleep with me to number one.
Number one.
And you can tell everybody this is your song.
We would
so
sing
if we learned anything today, it's Elton John's music will put you to sleep.
Because you're juvenile as a kid, we used to sing this as your dong.
Of course.
Tell everybody this is your dong, baby.
Right. I'm sure you outgrew that phase.
I did not. I did not. Right. that's no fun.
I'll remember that next time Blue on Black comes on.
Yes. I am one black. This is fantastic.
He has solved
this. We're all so grown up now. Your dong from Elton John.
Blue on Black.
This is your dong.
Everybody did that as kids, right?
We'll just tell everybody that this is your dong.
I think that's funny.
Yeah, you gotta let them know.
That's funny. It's still funny. I agree.
This is your dong, and you know it. Said no man ever. Thank you, Ron Castle. We appreciate it. There you
Thanks,
go.
Guys.
With Sit and Spin coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
And your experience, what do you hope to never experience again? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
How's it going, guys? Happy
going well.
Wednesday.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So my story here, I've told before, but I haven't really told the end of it, which is kind of the part that I don't want to experience again. I used to work at a tree service, and I crushed my finger and ended up having a compound fracture, which means the bone, popped mm-hmm. out of
right.
The skin. And so I finished my day, though, at work, And that's the part that I regret, because I kind of thought it was just dislocated. Yeah. So I had my team leader wrap my finger up after asking him to set it, and he said no. And so I kind of just thought it was dislocated and finished my day, the last 4 hours of work that I had, and then I had about an hour and a half commute and stop-and-go traffic from Mercer Island back home to Linwood. So that's when the pain started kicking in and all the adrenaline started wearing off, and I drive stick. So that it was a really it was a really rough time, because I'm sure you guys know, if something's swollen, you want to keep it above your heart. But every time I had to shift, which was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it was very frequently. So I regret not going to the hospital immediately, and I never want to experience that again.
Now, I think a compound fracture says the hospital is required.
Yeah, without a doubt. But if you don't know, you don't know. But how long does it take for your compound fracture to heal? And is your finger still hinky, or is it fully functional?
Well, it only took a couple of days, because I had surgery the day after. And so they put a plate and four screws in. And they had to, of course, get it to where it was straight, because it ended up, it was crooked after about a day. And it took, I'd say, about 6 months to fully heal. And I still have the screws in my finger, because they went to remove the plate out, and the screws, actually, the head screwed off.
I would say, if that ever happens to you again, don't get it straightened out, because then you can get a career in sports broadcasting.
Yeah, that's true. If you have crooked fingers, they will put you on TV.
If they look all messed up, then you got a job, man. You got a job doing commentary.
Is it check out Brian Baldinger?
All those guys, all those old players.
I'm trying to think of the other player who recently I noticed he was kind of talking with his hands, but he left his
Torrey
one hand
Holt's
up.
Pretty famous for
Torrey
his.
Holt. Yeah, I mean, it's just, and once you notice it, so I appreciate Brian Baldinger's commentary on football. Right, he's a knowledgeable guy. I like how he delivers information, but when he talks, he is a big hand talker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I realize when he's done speaking, I have maybe heard 20% of what he's going to say, because once he starts, I know to look for the finger, and I mean, I focus on. It's like trying to find Where's Waldo. So I'm waiting for him to get more animated so he can start lifting his hands up. And I'm like, there it is. But I remember I pointed it out to my wife. She's like, I don't see it. Oh, my God.
That's the only problem with a deformity, is you don't often listen to a lot of things someone is saying because you're focused on something else that you're trying not to stare at.
Very recently, I was having a conversation with someone. No, not the buck tooth guy with the bowl haircut. That's different. I was actually having a conversation.
Are these chips a buck?
This guy that gave me my pizza today, look, real nice guy. He just had the biggest buck teeth. Nothing you can do about it. But he chose to accommodate the buck teeth with a bowl haircut. I mean, it's like, and I just kept staring at the dude thinking, like, why would you choose that haircut at all? But also, why would you choose it with buck teeth? You look like the character that Ben Stiller played in Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Where he got panned. Not the main character he played. But
Simple Jack.
Yeah, Simple Jack. I swear to God, the dude looked like you saw his ass today, right?
Yeah.
Simple Jack. But no, someone else, I will write down their name. I was having a conversation with this person earlier this week, and I kept telling myself, just don't stare.
Oh,
do not stare. And I realize as I'm telling myself that, I'm just staring right at this thing that I know they're aware of, you know, and I'm... When the conversation was done, I actually felt kind of bad. I'm like, man, I hope he didn't notice that I'm fixated on this part. And I couldn't even tell you what he said. Yeah.
Lazy eye. Lazy eye does that to me.
The flip side is, though, I've been in conversations with people, women, who I don't give a... For some reason, I'm like, oh, she's intelligent.
Okay.
It's like, no, she's just dressed sexy, and you're just listening to her.
Right.
It works like the opposite way.
Right.
Like, I'll talk to her for half an hour, and it's like, why do you care?
You don't. Nothing she's saying.
Right, so it goes both ways. She could be talking to somebody that has a weird finger who's giving you actual information, but you're focused on the finger. And you're just talking to a girl with nice boobs, and it's like, well, I don't. All of a sudden, I care what she has to say.
Yep. It's all it takes.
In your experience, what do you hope to never experience again? 206-803-ROCK.
Actually, I haven't really thought about it that way. You're right.
I do. Please tell me more. I would love to hear your next story.
Uh-huh.
Right. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Good show, gentlemen. Good to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
Man, it must have been a rough one yesterday. That's about the fifth comment. I'm like, yeah, today's sounding good.
It's like when you're in school and your teacher says, you did really well in your homework. They're telling you that because you've been an idiot all year. Right? You finally spelled 6 of the 10 words right.
Good boy.
Yeah, good boy. Good job. So what do you never want to experience again?
I'll get right to it. Kidney stones, sir.
Oh,
that's fair.
Now, is it everything I've heard about kidney stones is a nightmare. It's something I hope to never have. But I've heard it go two ways. One, someone's gone to the doctor who was not suffering from them yet, so to speak, but the doctor identified through an x-ray. You have kidney stones, so they had to anticipate the pain of peeing these things out. Or I hear the other side where it's like, I did not know I had kidney stones, and then I peed out a kidney stone, and it was like a blood-curdling scream.
Do they tell you how many you have to pass?
With the x-rays, yes. See, it used to be not terrible until the big one.
Until the big one. Is the big one always the last one? Is that typically how that works?
Oh, no. It's, unless it kills you. I've got genetic predispositions for them, so I just got to stay well hydrated.
All right. So how many times have you gone through the kidney stone process?
Surgeries, that's big.
So what do they do for them? I've heard, like, I don't know, there's some kind of sonic treatment where they try to, like, vibrate them into smaller pieces, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, that's called lithotripsy. There's some favorites for it. So they can vibrate them from the outside in most cases.
What? How many have you passed?
Passed five. The big one, they couldn't get at even with the vibration, so they had to use the twirl laser.
They had to use what?
They had to send a laser up through the urethra.
Oh, I got
you.
Lasers.
Wow. Man, laser catheter.
Laser catheter.
Yes, sir.
That sounds like a James Bond villain. And finally, I will shoot a laser through your urethra. That's
Give me the codes, Mr. Bond.
Dude, it's seriously making me tighten my ass right now.
This is the penis laser right here.
God almighty.
They knocked me out.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, I told you, my buddy got him in college because he, what was it? He swam in college.
All right.
So I guess there was
chlorine, maybe? Is that
something with the chlorine, and then you're in water, but it's, I guess those guys, they're working so hard. So even though you're in water, you forget to kind of drink water.
Okay.
All right. And would get dehydrated. But same thing. His blood or his urine had blood in it. And he's like, but he's super healthy, super fit.
He's a swimmer.
Right. In college. He's like 21. Right. But he's like curled up in the bathroom and they're like, we got to take you to the hospital. And they're like, yep, you got kidney stones.
Damn. How long did it take for him to pass them all, man?
I can't remember. I mean, when he tells the story, it's horrible.
I mean, every story with kidney stones is equally as terrible as every other. Like, there's no one who says, but on the bright side, like, they never say that. They're nobody, dude, it sucks.
Yeah, I just passed him real quick.
Yeah, my description on her to say, it feels like you're peeing out a shard of glass. Right.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today. Thanks for coming inside on such a beautiful day. Now listen, St. Patrick's Day, obviously a big celebration. I know Seattle has some. I want to say they had the Irish parade last weekend.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boston probably has one of the more famous ones.
I would think so.
Chicago, they dye the river green.
They do.
Isn't like Chicago one of the biggest ones in the world, celebration-wise?
It is.
Okay.
It honestly is. And the American version is almost a better party.
That's what I've heard, then, if you're in Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. At St. Patrick's Day, it's funny, like, some people get anxiety about it. Not anxiety, like, here's my thing. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, I will go to a pub and have a beer, maybe a shot, right? And I don't know what, I mean, look, you grow up with enough Irish Catholic people, right? But, I mean, look, we're all American. But that's just kind of my tradition, and I don't think you need to plan stuff, but, like, I know back home, like, I have a buddy, right? He used to coach me. His birthday is St. Patrick's Day. So he will go and set up at a bar, like, basically when it opens, and then he'll just have a rotating cast of characters that'll come through. Now, sure, he'll be hammered by the end of the day.
Absolutely.
But it's kind of nice to just pop in and see him for a couple hours and catch him when he's doing stuff. Oh, yeah. Like, my sister still throws a party and cooks corned beef for everybody. Credit where credit's due, though, and the head chef. It is my brother's recipe.
Ah, okay.
She just throws the party, so somehow over the years, she's gotten credit for it. And I talked to my brother. He's like, yeah, it's my recipe. But some people, they were asking people, they took a poll, like, how do you feel about St. Patrick's Day? They asked the people if they made plans, they feel lazy or tired, or wish they hadn't. Almost everyone said something happens. 36% said, look, a lot of times we go out. 8% say, they don't really feel like going out.
I think it depends on the day of the week, too. You know, St. Paddy's Day falls on a Friday this year. That'd be a huge night. You know, on Fridays, I just want to go. I have no problem with St. Patrick's Day. I like it more than Cinco de Mayo as far as drinking holidays go. But I don't need to go out for it, but it falls on a Friday. I'm feeling good. The weather's been nice.
Well, Friday's already going to be a night.
Yeah.
My thing is this. If you like being in a very crowded bar where it's going to be difficult to get a drink, it's going to be hard to find seats depending on the number of people you're with and et cetera, like, pop into an Irish pub. But I'm guaranteeing you it's going to be packed. There's going to be probably a band playing most of the
Irish
time.
Irish pub will definitely be packed tomorrow.
So there will be people out, but I would recommend trying to go someplace where you can get in and just get a drink first, whatever bar that is in the area, and then find your piece, and then maybe try to venture over and see what the scene is, but it's going to be nuts.
And generally, I'm with you. St. Patrick's Day is the one day where I'm like, screw it. I don't care how busy or how packed it is. We got to go in there and get a pint.
Sure.
Right? And just to say we went to an Irish pub.
Like Guinness or an Irish beer, you're just like, look, I'm just going to get a pint, but you want the beer that you want.
If I'm going in just to get a pint, it'd either be a Smittix or Guinness.
Okay. I love when people say Smithwicks. Look, I did it once. Everyone in England made fun of me. They're like, hey, it's Smittix. I'm like, okay. But I heard a guy not long ago, my wife and I were at a bar. The guy came in. He's reading the beer menu along with his girlfriend. The bartender walks over. He wanted to try beer. He hadn't tried before, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you know what? I'll try one of these Smithwicks. And I said it at the exact same time as the bartender, just so he had no more embarrassment in life. Smittix, dude. Just, it's like, oh, okay, one of those.
Okay. I mean, look, again, that's the only reason I know it, because the bartender just, you know.
Yeah, I got to go through it, man. Can I get a Smithwick? Smittix. Like,
right, and sometimes you forget different languages, even though they're still speaking English. It's the way they pronounce stuff.
Exactly.
Right, I mean, look, I sat on the airwaves a couple months ago talking about Wrexham. Everybody's like, it's Wrexham. It just starts with a W. Right, but it's Welsh.
Okay.
Yep. I'll tell you one thing I like. I've never had a bad Irish whiskey.
No.
You know, you'll have a bad bourbon or a bad American whiskey every once in a while. It seems to me whenever I try, like, well, we don't have this, but we have got that. Anything I try is always is pretty smooth and pretty easy drinking.
I bet you if you're in Ireland, it'd be entirely
different. I don't think
it gets
the credit as other, like Jack Daniels and all that stuff. But Irish whiskey is very unique, and I think it's
the way they do it, right? Because the Irish are famous for their whiskeys, right? The Scots are famous for...
Hopefully scotch.
Scotch. I don't know. I'm telling you, my brain
is
shut off.
Is it honestly
3
scotch?
PM. Yes. Petey
the
or whatever. Yeah.
What is it
what
that
are
the
they
Scots
famous
do?
For? So let's see. For people who...
I know. Don't pronounce that.
For people, I'm like, what do they call that?
The Scots, you know.
For people who do plan to drink, beer is the top choice by far. 70% of us will buy beer.
Sure.
34% of us will buy hard alcohol. 29% will buy wine. And 17% are buying hard seltzers.
I would buy both of the first two, beer and whiskey. Like they go together.
And listen, I'm saying if I'm just popping into a pub tomorrow evening, right, like between the walk here and home, then I'll get a Guinness and a shot of Jameson.
There you go.
Yeah, or
Tullamore Dew, right? But also, I don't shame anybody. If you're hanging out in an Irish pub for hours on end, get a Bud Light that's green.
Yeah, it'll help you in the long run.
Right? Talking to the ladies with that green beer.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'll stay at your house tonight. Guess what?
And it's funny. So American lagers like Budweiser and Coors, they'll still be the top beers we'll be drinking. Half of beer drinkers will reach for them. 31% will go for stouts like Guinness. Irish beers obviously see a massive bump around St. Patrick's Day. Normally, Guinness is the 17th best-selling beer in the U.S., but in March, jumps up to 9th.
Wow.
Mm. All right. Get to the top 10. I actually have a can in my fridge.
I wonder if March Madness even helps that. Not the idea that before St. Paddy's Day, you're thinking Guinness, but after St. Patrick's Day, you crush a few Guinness, right? Like, I like this beer. It's not as heavy as I thought it was. Blah, blah, blah. And you kind of stay on that train for 1 or 2 weeks. You're going to be watching basketball anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you all of that works together.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. There's something kind of fun about it. Like, The Irish heritage thing is weird. Because you're right. People are always like, I'm Irish. That's why I do
apparently
this.
Apparently, every goddamn person I've met is
but,
Irish.
But, there's other holidays with different... You know, for instance, on Cinco de Mayo, I'm not going to run around town in a giant sombrero.
Right.
But as an Irish descent guy, sure, man, put on a green shirt. You're with us.
Let me ask you this. How come people only use, I'm Irish, or I'm from Philly, or I'm blonde? It's always negative. You know what I mean? No one ever says, I'm a member of Mensa. You know why? Because I'm a brunette. It's it's only if you say something bad, man, why do you keep getting in fights? I'm Irish. No, you're an a-hole.
I think generally when you're at that point that you're already defending something,
yeah.
So it's easy to say that.
You're making an excuse.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were from, Kansas.
So we were talking earlier today about Irish pubs and English pubs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, fun fact, the Irish pub invented in America.
Hmm. Are you kidding me?
I'm almost positive. Well, no, I want to say it was Chicago. Somebody in Chicago just said, hey, why don't we have an Irish-themed pub? Obviously, in Ireland, they're just pubs.
It's a pub. Yeah. Right. That's exactly. You know what was disappointing? I got to spend 12 hours in Dublin. It was a layover, but we're let's go into Dublin and check out the city. And the buddy I'm with goes, man, whatever we do to go to an Irish pub, I'm like, hell yeah. So we saw some sights, and we decided, all right, the last thing we'll do before we go back to the airport, stop at an Irish pub. And the most defeating thing about it, it looks like an Irish pub. You know,
the ones we have here.
So they're modeled legitimately after your average Irish pub. So I don't know what we thought we would walk into, but we walked in. We're like, well, now we're just in a pub that's in Ireland. But it looks, right, the hardwood floors, the same decor, same everything. And we ended up doing Guinness and JMO.
I have a buddy that travels the world for work and everything, right?
Yeah.
Ex-military guy. And he always talks about it. He goes, look, wherever I am in the world, you look for an Irish pub. Because he's people in there want to drink beers. Some type of sport you recognize on the TVs.
And might meet someone who speaks English. Right?
I was going to say, and he was saying, you'll generally find Americans, Brits, and some Irish
people. Also, as far as playing golf, being the birthplace of golf, a lot of golf courses tend to lean that way as well for an Irish pub.
Is it? I thought St. Andrews was the birthplace.
It is the birthplace, but Ireland's got a lot of courses.
They do.
It's got those old historic castle courses and all that stuff.
Courses.
In London, this is the place that my daughter used to go to every once in a while when she lived there. But it's called American Bar. So same exact thing. We would never have a place here called American Bar.
Right, just bar.
But there they have French fries.
Right, we just go to a sports bar or whatever. So we were talking earlier about Irish food and stuff, right?
Sure.
So obviously you got corned beef and cabbage, which I love corned beef. Shocking.
I do too, man.
But I said to you guys, what is the one, the best appetizer that you can get in an Irish pub or English pub? Because they both serve it.
Best appetizer?
In my mind.
Appetizer? I don't know.
Skinless bangers.
The sausage roll.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right, sausage rolls.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Oh, dude. Seriously. It's
wow. All right. I almost said I know Thrillos because we talk about them all the time.
Sure have.
It's basically a puff pastry with a sausage in the middle.
It's hard to mess up, man.
It is. So I was sitting here and I was like, wait a minute, is it Irish or is it English? Turns out it's just Commonwelph nations.
I've never seen them before.
Oh, really? Oh, dude, yeah. Seriously. If you go to an Irish pub and they have them, get them.
Yeah, it looks good. Very good.
Right, you talked about Irish nachos. Yeah, that's, I mean, look, I can name a couple places right off the top of my head that serve a sausage roll. Then there's an English place downtown that serves mini sausage rolls.
I'm in.
Yeah. Delicious. But also corned beef and cabbage, you have that. You have bangers and mash, right?
And a lot of the sausage,
Sona bread, right? Sometimes
sausage and mashed potatoes.
Is there a nickname for bacon? So bangers is sausage.
Rashers.
Okay. God, I was confused. I'm right. Rashers are bacon. Bangers are sausage.
Right. And that's what I'm saying though. You go to an English pub or an Irish pub in the States, they're basically going to have the same menu, and they're also going to have the same decor. And they're probably going to have soccer on.
Yes, a lot of those things for sure.
And scarves flying, right? Like Atlantic Crossing.
Boxy cakes are another one you'll see in Irish pubs that are delicious.
I've had that. I can't remember what was in it, but it was surprisingly good, I thought.
I mean, it's basically the way boxy cakes started, it was years ago. You would just take leftover mashed potatoes, kind of form them into a thing and fry them.
Yeah,
now, some places, right? Like Miles, I know me and you are fans of O'Donnell's. They'll put their corned beef in there as well.
Yeah, please do that. Please do that.
And a lot of Irish places have a traditional English breakfast.
Well, yeah.
So if they're going to be open early, I guess that's just kind of all right, we'll take your breakfast then.
Yeah. And then the last, I would say, if you're in an Irish pub, they got, also fish and chips, ubiquitous.
Of course.
But then the last one is one Mike and I love, I know you guys hate, But that shepherd's pie, man. Shepherd's pie is so good. It's got everything in there. Carrots,
that's part of the
peas, lamb,
peas.
Covered in mashed potatoes.
The lamb
gravy.
And the mashed potatoes and gravy, cool, but then they add the vegetables to ruin it.
You know, it's the only thing that has a vegetable added to it that bugs me all the time is beef stroganoff.
Mm. Yeah, is that right also sometimes it. The same pastry they use for the Irish sausage rolls? Like with a shepherd's pie? Like
no, because the shepherd's pie, as best I can tell, is like a pie crust.
Shepherd's pie doesn't have the crust. It just has the potatoes on top.
Oh, okay.
Right? Gotcha. Like a English pie or Irish pie, like that would be the same kind of puff pastry.
Yeah.
And if you want to go really fancy and be English, you could have beef Wellington. But honestly, that's hard to cook. Mm-hmm. Just go
that
somewhere.
I'm not doing homemade.
That's
beef Wellington.
That's breaded steak that's medium rare.
Yeah, but it's puff pastry. I mean,
it's amazing.
That's
amazing that anybody can even figure out how to do that.
Because you had to do it for royalty or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah. I'm telling you, go to a bar, get a pint, get a shot. Get a sausage roll. You'll love it. And ask for a good mustard.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
And just for Mike, hello, Gina. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello. Gina?
Look, I called you Gina last time because Mike thought for sure I'd call you Gina, so this time I wanted to make Mike right to call you Gina.
Yeah, Gina, I like it.
All right, Regina, are you sober or not sober?
Ish.
So not.
All right.
Ish.
Okay.
We are not the cops.
Yes.
We are simply a radio show asking.
Gino, your life is portrayed through what? A TV show, book, movie, or stage? Where are you going?
Book.
All right. It's a book.
Is it going to be a thick book, short book, quick read? What?
Romance novel?
Oh, it's a romance novel.
Oh, Lord. Does that mean you get around or you've had one big love of your life?
I get around.
Okay. All right. How many chapters per man? So if you have each man has a chapter, how many chapters would this book have in it?
12.
12? That's not bad.
All right. Not so bad.
Yeah, I can read that. That's a short read.
We can call it Gina's Gina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Gina. And it can be scratch and sniff. All right, Gina, here is your question.
Damn, Frank was a stinky lover.
The essence of each romp. Right there.
Each man's smell. That guy worked at a gas station.
All right, your question. Who was shot by Jack Ruby?
I don't know Jack.
Yeah, you don't know Jack.
Jack Ruby.
Ted, I know you know.
All right.
They made a movie called Ruby about him shooting this guy.
I don't think people really cared that Jack Ruby shot him.
Oh, it was, what's his face? The guy who killed Kennedy.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Thanks for ruining the next question, which is going to be who did Lee Harvey Oswald shoot?
Sorry.
Yeah.
If you believe the government.
Yeah. It was a guy named Dexter. He had four fingers. All right. Your question. A sonnet usually has how many lines? A sonnet.
A what?
A sonnet, S-O-N-N-E-T, in English class at some point when they're acting like Shakespeare matters, they'd bring up the fact that he wrote sonnets, and they would tell you that a sonnet had blank number of lines.
12.
Oh, you guessed 12, so not a bad guess. Anyone remember English class?
11 sonnets?
Nope.
I can do a haiku.
Sonnet the Hedgehog. It was 14.
Oh, 14. All right. Mm-hmm. 14. All right, Gina, question number 3.
He was a very highfalutin hedgehog.
Yes, he was. Got all the ladies.
Yes. Which Seinfeld character takes off their shirt when they visit the toilet?
Kramer?
George, isn't it?
George, yeah.
You got a guy there right now. What chapter is this?
He's chapter 10.
Chapter 10. Oh,
what about the other two?
Have you not written those chapters yet? Or
are you dumping in for two other guys?
All right.
Okay. I have 12 chapters with the guy next to me. You're chapter 10, buddy.
I know what that means.
She plans ahead.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
So
you know,
good.
Forethought.
Gina's got a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and two of them just started warming up.
Hey, buddy, if you're listening, when she taps her wrist, you're out.
I'm in South Carolina right now.
Middle reliever coming in.
South Carolina. What's the temperature like in South Carolina right now?
Well, it's about 55.
All right, not bad.
It's about the same as it is here.
Yep.
But it's humid there, so your sex is all sticky and smells weird. All right. Smells like barbecue.
Well, we went to Cougar Town last night, so.
Is there a place actually called Cougar
it's
Town?
It's the East Coast. Of course there is.
No, it's called Cheetah Club.
The Cheetah Club.
That's subtle.
The Cheetah Club.
We'll never figure that out.
I do think Cougar is the mascot of College of Charleston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be the Bellevue mascot. All right, your question. Who played bass in the Beatles? Who played bass in the Beatles?
John. Ringo?
Paul. My God.
Gina.
Gina.
Gina, don't listen to anybody. Just
number 10
within.
Didn't know either.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys know who the Beatles are?
Have you heard them? All right. All right, here you go. What was the name? And Ted's going to get all excited. What was the name of the exercise?
Stop it, Ted.
Stop getting excited, Ted.
All right.
What was the name of the exercise product famously pitched by Suzanne Somers? Yep.
Mm.
Let's get physical.
No,
that's
no.
Olivia Newton-John.
And that was a song, and it wasn't a product.
Ask number 10. He'll remember. These commercials were on late at night. A lot of us fell in love with her because of this commercial.
The
Thighmaster? There you go, Gina. Oh,
number 10 knew that.
Holy cow. Right. Wonder how much time that guy's got left.
Well, now...
Well, he's number 10.
I mean, she said there would be 12 chapters.
That means there's two more chapters that have to be written about two different dudes. It's in chronological order. The math is very easy on this.
I thought she was going to say either he's number 13, like right. He's the permanent,
yeah.
Or number 12.
I mean, she basically just...
Not number 10.
She basically just broke up with him.
I know, it's probably like, number 10.
What do you mean, number 10?
She's doing this like a Tarantino flick. It's a little bit out of order.
Thank God. You know what I mean? He can't do math. I knew that.
Hey, 10.
But all the characters know each other.
And 10, don't feel bad, because number 6 is next. I get the feeling that's how that's going to work.
I wonder if she lived there. She's just like, man, I'm in South Carolina.
Coming down to get number 10.
Damn.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to Z Drink Desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast the Cleethorpes Wildlife Rescue Team in Lincolnshire, England. Now, they recently received a call from a homeowner who had a wild bird trapped in his wall. Thing is, he'd been hearing the bird noises from inside of the wall, though there was no obvious entry point to that the resident could find, making it a lot more confusing about how the bird got there in the first place. But he could clearly hear the bird, assumed it's in the wall. Nonetheless, the wildlife rescue team, it was dispatched, and on their way, they got a second call from the same resident. They pointed out, hey, they found a bird, and it was not in the wall. Turns out the bird was under the couch. That's why they're hearing the bird sounds. Also, it wasn't exactly a bird. It was a stuffed Hedwig. That would be the owl character from the Harry Potter movie. Yeah, apparently right. It makes noise as well, so it was stuck under the couch. Mm-hmm. Kid couldn't find it. They just thought it was a bird in the walls, so they had to call them back and just say, hey, no need to show up.
My bad.
It was our stuffed owl, stuffed Hedwig, specifically.
Yeah.
There you go. But, good news, no bird in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told, with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
And just for Mike, hello, Gina. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Damn it.
Hello. Gina?
Look, I called you Gina last time because Mike thought for sure I'd call you Gina, so this time I wanted to make Mike right to call you Gina.
Yeah, Gina, I like it.
All right, Regina, are you sober or not sober?
Ish.
Ish, so not. All right, ish.
Okay.
We are not the cops.
Yes.
We are simply a radio show asking.
Gina, your life is portrayed through what, a TV show, book, movie, or stage? Where are you going?
Book.
All right, it's a book.
Is it going to be a thick book, short book, quick read, what?
Oh, romance novel.
Oh, it's a romance novel.
Oh, Lord. Does that mean you get around or you've had one big love of your life?
I get around.
Okay. All right, how many chapters per man? So if you have each man has a chapter, how many chapters would this book have in it?
12.
12, that's not bad.
All right, not so bad.
Yeah, I can read that. That's a short read.
We can call it Gina's Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Gina. And it can be scratch and sniff. All right, Gina, here is your question.
Damn, right. Frank was a stinky lover.
The essence of each romp. Right, right there.
Each man's smell. That guy worked at a gas station.
All right, your question. Who was shot by Jack Ruby?
I don't know Jack.
You don't know Jack.
Jack Ruby.
Ted, I know you know.
All right.
They made a movie called Ruby about him shooting this guy.
I don't think people really cared that Jack Ruby shot him.
Oh, it was, what's his face? The guy who killed Kennedy.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Thanks for ruining the next question, which is going to be who did Lee Harvey Oswald shoot?
Sorry.
Yeah.
If you believe the government.
Yeah. It was a guy named Dexter. He had four fingers. All right, your question. A sonnet usually has how many lines? A sonnet.
A what?
A sonnet. S-O-N-N-E-T. In English class at some point when they're acting like Shakespeare matters, they'd bring up the fact that he wrote sonnets. And they would tell you that a sonnet had blank number of lines.
12.
Oh, you guessed 12. So not a bad guess. Anyone remember English class?
11
sonnets?
Nope.
I can do a haiku.
Sonnet the Hedgehog. It was 14.
Oh, 14. All right. Mm-hmm. 14. All right, Gina, question number 3.
He was a very highfalutin hedgehog.
Yes, he was. Got all the ladies.
Yes. Which Seinfeld character takes off their shirt when they visit the toilet?
Kramer?
George, isn't it?
George, yeah.
You got a guy there right now. What chapter is this?
Yeah. And, oh, he's chapter
10. Chapter 10. Oh,
what about the other two?
Have you not written those chapters yet? Or?
Are you dumping him for two other guys?
All right. Okay. I have 12 chapters with the guy next to me. You're chapter 10, buddy.
You know what that means?
She plans ahead.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
So
you know,
nice.
Forethought.
Gina's got a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and two of them just started warming up.
Hey, buddy, if you're listening, when she taps her wrist, you're out.
I'm in South Carolina right now.
Middle reliever coming in.
South Carolina. What's the temperature like in South Carolina right now?
Well, it's about 55.
All right, not bad.
It's about the same as it is here.
Yep.
But it's humid there, so your sex is all sticky and smells weird. All right. Smells like barbecue.
Well, we went to Cougar Town last night, so.
Is there a place actually called Cougar Town?
It's the East Coast. Of course there is.
No, it's called Cheetah Club.
The Cheetah Club.
That's subtle.
The Cheetah Club.
We'll never figure that out.
I do think Cougar is the mascot of College of Charleston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be the Bellevue mascot. All right, your question. Who played bass in the Beatles? Who played bass in the Beatles?
John. Ringo?
Paul. My God.
Gina.
Gina.
Gina, don't listen to anybody. Just
number 10
within.
Didn't know either.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys know who the Beatles are?
Have you heard them? All right. All right, here you go. What was the name? And Ted's going to get all excited. What was the name of the exercise?
Stop it, Ed.
Stop getting excited, Ted.
All right.
What was the name of the exercise product famously pitched by Suzanne Somers? Yep.
Mm.
Let's get physical.
No,
that's
no.
Olivia Newton-John.
And that was a song, and it wasn't a product.
Ask number 10. He'll remember. These commercials were on late at night. A lot of us fell in love with her because of this commercial.
The Thighmaster?
There you go, Gina.
Oh, number 10 knew that.
Holy cow. Right. Wonder how much time that guy's got left.
Well, now...
Well, he's number 10.
I mean, she said there would be 12 chapters.
That means there's two more chapters that have to be written about two different dudes. It's in chronological order. The math is very easy on this.
I thought she was going to say either he's number 13, he's the permanent, or number 12.
I mean, she basically just...
Not number 10.
She basically just broke up with him.
I know, it's probably like, number 10.
What do you mean, number 10?
She's doing this like a Tarantino flick. It's a little bit out of order.
Thank God.
You know what I mean?
He can't do math. I knew that.
Hey, 10. But all the characters know each other.
And 10, don't feel bad, because number 6 is next. I get the feeling that's how that's going to work.
I wonder if she lived there. She's just like, I'm in South Carolina.
Coming down to get number 10.
Damn.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we chose the Cleethorpes Wildlife Rescue Team in Lincolnshire, England. Now, they recently received a call from a homeowner who had a wild bird trapped in his wall. Thing is, he'd been hearing the bird noises from inside of the wall, though there was no obvious entry point to that the resident could find, making it a lot more confusing about how the bird got there in the first place. But he could clearly hear the bird, assumed it's in the wall. Nonetheless, the wildlife rescue team, it was dispatched, and on their way, they got a second call from the same resident. They pointed out, hey, they found a bird, and it was not in the wall. Turns out the bird was under the couch. That's why they're hearing the bird sounds. Also, it wasn't exactly a bird. It was a stuffed Hedwig. That would be the owl character from the Harry Potter movie. Yeah, apparently it makes noise as well. So it was stuck under the couch. Mm-hmm. Kid couldn't find it. They just thought it was a bird in the walls. So they had to call them back and just say, hey, no need to show up.
My bad.
It was our stuffed owl, stuffed Hedwig specifically.
Yeah.
There you go. But good news, no bird in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.